4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Joined in the studio still by Joel from Ambitious Lovers.
Hey.
Hello again.
Hello again.
And we just heard your track Sweaty Palms for Movie Stars. And before the break, you mentioned it's coming soon. There's an album that will come out eventually.
Yeah, we just finished up the new record, which is a 12-track record for Medical Records. It's coming out hopefully mid-August. We haven't really tied down everything to do with it, so hopefully if you keep reading street presses or listening to the radio, someone somewhere will tell you when and where we're releasing it and how you can get a copy of it. But it's hopefully a little bit more in tune and a little less tape hiss than on our previous records, but hopefully people will still like it. It's just a two-piece. There's no trombones featuring on this record. Yeah.
Well, how have people responded so far to the EPs that you've already released?
I think I've been really pleased by what reviewers have said and the general public. Reviewers aren't everything, but people seem to have liked it. I think people have been sort of shocked a little, because I think we came out of a little bit of nowhere. No one had really heard us until we released that record in Brisbane, that is, or anywhere. So I think people were kind of, yeah, like we've got a fair few people have given us shows and stuff because of it, so, which is really nice. It's a shame we haven't been able to play a gig with trombone players at it since, like, we did a show, our EP launch, which was a year ago now, so not very many people who have since kind of heard the band and heard the EP have had the chance to hear us with the trombone section, but that might happen sometime in the future.
It's interesting. I first heard the EP, or track one of the EP called Dance Music, late one night at like 3 a.m. and I just thought it was like some lost artifact.
yeah, that's what a few of the viewers have said, that the kind of the tape hiss and the dictaphone recording, which is definitely where we're coming from. I've been listening to a little bit of the field recordings that happened in the early part of last century by Alan Lomax, sort of going in America, recording the ethnomusicologist kind of, and that's a big influence onto us, catching music where it's created rather than in a studio. Thus far, we haven't recorded in a real studio, and I don't know whether that will ever happen. I think there's something really great about recording in an environment which you're comfortable with and where the environment is as much as part of the recording as the recording is, I think, which is an important thing for us.
So that means the future of Ambitious Lovers will remain DIY?
I suppose so. Like, we're not prone to kind of sticking still, so as we get more time and money and things, who knows, we might even use a computer or something one day. But I think we're going to be sticking with the sort of the same sound for the most part, because that's what the project is.
Well, speaking of the future, like, what's coming besides the CD? What do you see for Ambitious Lovers happening?
We have a few shows. There's a good chance that we'll be playing some shows solo as well as a duo throughout the end of this year. We're staying as a duo till the end of the year. Then there's Miriam probably will be moving on to go back to university, and all the good things that come with that, getting a real job eventually and things like that. So the band will probably change shape a little bit, probably moving into a more open sort of collective, which hopefully will be good and be able to bring in new sounds for different shows. Hopefully it will mean every show is a more unique experience, which I think it somewhat already is. So, yeah.
And what sort of artists in mind do you have to bring into that collective?
There's possibilities of doing things with more electronics, as well as doing things with free jazz ensembles. But everything's sort of very much up in the air and inside my head, and nothing's on paper or on CD. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I did chance upon a solo gig of yours last Friday night, which was for a girl's birthday. And, you know, it's a very honourable thing for a musician to give their time as a gift to someone. And I was just wondering, it was a solo gig. What do you get out of performing solo as opposed to with the band?
I think it's even more nerve-wracking. I think nerves are always a good thing. I think if you stop getting nervous, you're not really pushing yourself anymore to some extent. So, which is kind of the reason why Ambitious Lovers as a project started. Prior to this, I was doing more sort of noise and electronic music. And then I realized that I was no longer getting scared by playing the gigs, because everyone sort of clapped at the end politely. So it's more, I think, more scary to sing songs when you're not a singer and to write lyrics and write songs. I think it's actually more challenging for me as a musician, and also perhaps even for the audience to have to listen to, than harsh, brutal noise can be at times. So that was sort of the point. I don't know where that was going to the question, though.
That's all right. Yeah, harsh, brutal noise, sometimes people just tune out.
Yeah.
Which means that the challenge doesn't really exist anymore, so...
Yep, and it's difficult to sometimes find a way to really decide... to say which is good and what is bad in the music, and I think... Whereas... So we get easy just to be polite to everyone regardless of whether it was good or bad. So I think with songs and singing, I think there's more chance for people to hate it, which I think is always a good thing.
It's also more human, a voice, rather than just static noise.
Yeah, yeah. Not that, you know, there are people out there making some really wonderful noise and static, so not to discount them. There's some lot of great music out there that I listen to.
Cool. Well, you've mentioned a few times throughout this interview Medical Records and your affiliation with them. How did you get involved with Nick?
It sort of came across probably the way it does for most bands, in that he came up to us after a show and said he'd like to release our records. Prior to this, we've been working on a record label called Warren Street Youth Records, who released our last two EPs, which is very much a project that just runs out of someone's house. We're pretty much the only band on the label. There's one other band called The Super Friends, who are exceptional, in my opinion. But the opportunity to take it to a different level with Nick, and also, I think, just moving into association with different bands, so being on the same label as groups like The Rational Academy and Turnpike, I think, offers us a whole new place, rather than being on a kind of more junk record label, I suppose, being on a record label with bands who play guitars and things like that.
things that seem to be more real rather than abstract to those that don't know.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to hear another track. It is off your With Trombones EP from last year. It's called The Butcher and the Poet. And after that, we're going to come back for the final section of the interview with Joel from Ambitious Lovers.
Okay.
4ZZZ.